Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. You know, we've been taking some time over the last couple of weeks to talk about some of the new challenges that families may be facing in the new year. You know, last week we talked about how texting and the use of email affects the communication between spouses. And this week we want to talk about social networking websites like Facebook and Twitter and what parents should be thinking about in regards to having their kids use them. And Scott Phillips is with me here again. And Scott, do you have a Facebook account?
I do. I was introduced to it last year, and I was kind of skeptical about it, but I'm actually on there quite a bit. It's a lot of fun, and I've reconnected, at least in a limited way, mm-hmm. to some old friends. But we're talking about kids and Facebook this week, and to be honest, my kids aren't quite old enough to use it. Mm-hmm. But yours are, so how about we flip the script, and I'll ask you the questions this week.
Well, sure, why not? Let's give it a try.
Okay, well, Cap, what principles do you use with your kids when it comes to social networking websites?
Well, I guess the first principle that's pretty much guided everything that we talk about at our house is even how things like MySpace can still be his space. Now, my kids don't particularly use MySpace much, but I know that it's important that we understand that everything belongs to God, and our websites really should be pleasing to him. And that means that inappropriate language or images shouldn't be present, just like anywhere else our kids happen to be. But these sites can also be used to serve as a witness. You know, would people know that you're a Christian by the sites that they visit?
Wow, what a great challenge. And really, that applies whether we're a kid, a teenager, or an adult. What would people think of where we go online? Mm-hmm. Well, hey, what else can parents be doing when it comes to web pages?
Well, Scott, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we had this phenomenal guy here on the radio that talked about being informed and being aware and being involved. Mm-hmm. You know, when it comes to video games and those concepts, certainly apply to this topic as well. Do you remember what he talked about?
Yeah, I think I knew that guy. Hey, well, let's unpack it again for us a little bit here.
Well, I'll see if I can remember what you said. But I guess being informed means learning about what each of these social networking sites allow your kids to do, because they're all really a little bit different. And also understanding what the privacy control and the security features are. If our kids know how to use these things, then they aren't as much a mystery to us. And they'll also be less likely to push the envelope on what is appropriate. Plus, we as parents can then set some reasonable, effective guidelines for our kids if we want to use them.
Two great words there, reasonable and effective. Well, how about being aware?
Well, Scott, to me, being aware means being aware of how much time that they are spending on the social sites. You know, it's very easy for kids to just essentially derail, disconnect from life, and spend tons of time on these social networking sites. So it's important that they spend as little time as possible, but also enjoy the time that they're on. And it's also important to know where the computer is. Be sure it's in the room so that you can see, as parents, what's going on. Watch out for the signs that perhaps maybe somebody online is bullying them as well.
Yeah, great advice. How about being involved?
Well, I would also encourage parents to set up their own accounts on these sites as well. My wife and I both have sites, and sometimes it can be intimidating, but it's important that we are part of what the kids are doing. Not only am I able to see what is going on online, but it's also a fun way to really be a part of my kids' lives and connect with some of the things that they're doing.
Yeah, you know, you touched on something there, Cap. Our kids are going to push back a little bit when we jump on these sites, but this isn't really an issue of privacy. Mm-hmm. It's an issue of safety. There's a lot of bad stuff out there, and we really, as parents, are called to protect our children. And things like this, hey, this is our job.
Right. And I do believe that our kids deserve some privacy, but not at the cost of their safety. Sometimes you have to pick your battles as friends, and this one is definitely worth it.
Well, you're certainly right. Hey, this was fun. Let's do this again sometime.
That was kind of fun. It's certainly a different way of doing things, but I guess I'll wrap up the show. Before we go, I want to remind our listeners that our Sweetheart Banquet is coming up on Thursday, February 18th, and at the Eden Resort. Feel free to visit our website, pebblesoftruth.com, for more information on that. Well, that's all for this week. Next week, Dr. Bruce is going to be back, and we'll be kicking off a series on marriage. So until then, keep building your house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.